The Bab Hitta is facing towards what? Towards Al-Basra. Al-Basra, in which came out Ahmed al-Hassan alayhi salam, who is a container for the spirit of Jerusalem, or the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, he is the promised Yemeni, the promised Savior, the first of the Mahdis, and the messenger from Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who would come from Iraq, come from Basra, and that is a direct reference to his coming in this day and age for all those with eyes to see and with ears to hear.
SubhanAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Alim wal mahdina wa sallim taslima. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and companion, the esteemed Dr. Ali Al-Khurifi.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for being here.
Shalom kabira kun ma'ak b'salam.
The honor is mine. So today we want to do an episode in which we speak about the interpretation of one of the most famous narrations in all of Islam. And that narration is a narration which exists in both Sunni and Shia Islam. It is the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where he said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا مَنْ أَرَادَ الْعِلْمِ فَلْيَأْتِ الْبَابِ. Right? He said, I am the city of knowledge. Mm. Mm. And Ali is its door, meaning Ali ibn Abi Talib. Whoever wants the knowledge, let him come through the door. This particular narration, it's been narrated by so many members of the household of the Prophet, as well as so many of the companions and the people that lived in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as the imams that followed after him. And the narration has been understood largely by Shia, from the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, to prove the legitimate successorship of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib after the Prophet Muhammad. They saw it as a way that the Prophet Muhammad was trying to say that whoever wants access to the divine knowledge, they have to accept my successor, and my successor is Imam Ali alayhi salam. The Sunnis largely have sought to interpret it in a different way, and that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam is a member of the household of the Prophet, and that he has a lot of knowledge, but they don't accept the successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam, even though they accept his preference in being one of the four so-called rightly guided caliphs that succeed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But is that the only thing that was meant by this narration, or is there a deeper hidden meaning behind the narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted us to extract from these words? And in order to answer that question, I think we have to examine the narration a little bit more closely. So what do we have going on? We have this tajbih that's taking place, this likeness, this allegory that is drawn, this parable that is drawn, whereby the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi is being likened to a city. And that city is a city of knowledge. And that city of knowledge has a door. There's a door that you have to access the city by. And whoever doesn't access the city through that particular door, right, will not be able to access the city. So it's very important that we focus on who is the door, what is the door, and what is this city that the Prophet himself is likening himself to. When we look into the other narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we find that there is a narration from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that says that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of my Ahlul Bayt amongst you is the example of the door of Hitta.
Hitta.
It's the example, my Ahlul Bayt amongst you, my people of the house, my family, amongst you, their example is the example of Bab Hitta, the door of Hitta with the Israelites. Whoever enters through the door, they are forgiven. So now something opens up. Now we know that this door to the city that the Prophet was likening to Imam Ali alayhi salam in the first narration, that this door has a name. And that name has been exposed or revealed in another narration. And the name of the door is the door of Hitta. And the example of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the example of the door. But also at the same time, the example of the door is the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. So all of the Imams are this door to the city, not just Imam Ali alayhi salam. Okay, so where else can we learn more about this door of Hitta? We find that the word Hitta is appearing in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 58. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the second surah of the Quran, verse 58, we have a verse which says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember when we said, enter into the city and eat freely from it, from wherever you please, and enter through the door while you are in a state of prostration, and say, Hitta. We shall forgive for you your sins and increase the good doers. And so, obviously, this verse that is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 58, is a direct reference to the narration. The narration is a direct reference to it. Because we have in there a verse which is talking about a city which people can go into and they can eat from it wherever they want as if they were in the Garden of Eden. They can eat from it wherever they want, learn as much as they want, fruits, eat whatever they want, as long as they enter through a particular door in a state of prostration, in a state of humility, not thinking that they are better, being arrogant against the door that they are entering through, which in this case, the city that is referenced in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 58, is the city of the Prophet, is the Prophet himself. And the door in which they are commanded to enter through in a state of prostration is the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the door which they enter, which the people can enter through or are commanded to enter through, is called Hitta. And in the verse it says that if you say Hitta, that you will be forgiven your sins, exactly like it said in the narration, that the example of my Ahlul Bayt amongst the Muslims is the example of the door of Hitta amongst the Israelites, that whoever enters through it is forgiven their sins. So forgiven their sins in the narration, forgiven their sins in the verse, a clear correlation. A city and a door, a city and a door. That's very, very clear. Now, what's interesting is that when you go to look into what is the door of Hitta that was with the Israelites, you'll find that the door of Hitta with the Israelites is actually a door called the door of remission, or the door or the gate of forgiveness, or the golden gate, or the gate of mercy, or the gate of the Messiah. And it is one of the eight old gates to the city of Jerusalem. So now we have this Bab Hitta is actually, it's a gate of Jerusalem. The city is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is Al-Quds, all right? So the city is Al-Quds. The door is Bab Hitta, the gate of forgiveness. What is the story behind the gate of forgiveness with the Israelites? The gate was the gate whereby they say that the Spirit of God entered into Jerusalem. It used to appear at this particular gate, which was called the Gate of Mercy or the Golden Gate. Whoever would go through that gate or be around that gate would be forgiven their sins from the Israelites. And the Shekinah or the Spirit of God that appeared at the gate in the time of the Israelites would never appear again until, according to their narrations, the advent or the entrance of the Messiah through the gate. And the gate has actually been sealed up. It's been blocked so that nobody can enter into that gate anymore until the Messiah himself enters into it. And it is the gate which Christians and Muslims believe that Jesus, the Son of Mary, entered into the city of Jerusalem from, and it's a gate that's facing towards the east, okay, towards the city of Jerusalem. Now, this is incredible, because then what that means is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is essentially saying that he is the city of Jerusalem. So the Prophet Muhammad is Al-Quds.
Sorry.
Okay. And the door to the city of Al-Quds is the door whereby the Ruh Al-Quds entered. Now, Ruh Al-Quds is the Holy Spirit. Al-Quds means holy, right? The holy. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is called the Holy Spirit because it's a Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God. But it is called Ruh al-Quds because it is the Spirit that dwelt in al-Quds. The Spirit, the Ruh, that dwelt in al-Quds. The Spirit that dwelt in Jerusalem. It is the Spirit of al-Quds, the Spirit of Jerusalem.
Okay.
So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was essentially saying in this narration, when he said, "I am the city of knowledge," he's saying, "I am the city of Jerusalem." Or he's saying, "I am that house whereby that spirit which dwelt in Jerusalem, it now dwells within me." That spirit which was in the holiest of holies amongst the Israelites, that whoever was in its presence would be forgiven for their sins, that spirit has now come into me, and I am now that house for it. I am now that city. I am Jerusalem amongst you. I am the house of the Holy Spirit, and I am the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, which is in the city of knowledge, where does it pass through? It passes through the door, Bab Hitta, who is the door, the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. So that Holy Spirit, which is in me, which you want access to, the generations of Muslims which will come after me, you can have access to it through that door, which this Holy Spirit will pass through time and time again. And it is the Imams, the successors, which come after me. So that is the meaning, the true meaning behind the narration in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa aliun babuha." I am the city of knowledge, meaning I am the city of Jerusalem, and Ali is its door. Whoever wants the knowledge, whoever wants access to the Holy Spirit, has to enter through its door. And the door itself is facing in a direct line towards the east. The city which it is facing, all right, is the city of Basra. In a direct line, the Bab Hitta is facing towards what? Towards Al-Basra. Al-Basra, in which came out Ahmed al-Hassan alayhi salam, al-Hussein came out in this day and age, al-Hussein, who is a container for the spirit of Jerusalem or the Holy Spirit in this day and age. He is in his return is Ahmed al-Hassan, the Yamani, the promised Yamani, the promised Savior, the first of the Mahdis, and the messenger from Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who would come from Iraq, come from Basra. And that is a direct reference to his coming in this day and age for all those with eyes to see and with ears to hear.
SubhanAllah. فشيء عظيم حقيقة هذا الربط ما بين القرآن ما بين قول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين التراث اليهودي بحيث يحل بنفس الوقت ألغاز كثيرة ونبوءات بالمستقبل أيضا.
أنا الحمد لله رب العالمين and peace be upon Ahmed al-Hassan, and peace be from Ahmed al-Hassan alayhi salam, and from Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and all praises due to Allah, who have increased us in knowledge and allowed us understanding. Thank you so much for joining.
Shukran jazeera.
Joining me.
Shukran jazeera. Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.